Given the way that, pretty contentious game the other night, your message to your group, just discipline going into this game?
I thought we got the pretty short end of the stick on a lot of calls. That's just my opinion. And I thought we played hard. We got to play hard again tonight.
Does this emphasize a message of discipline, though, to make sure that they don't get frustrated if things don't go their way?
If we don't get the calls?
Yeah.
Tough building to get the calls usually.
Well, I remember one thing that stuck with me that you said after the game. You said sometimes you just have to be patient and let them make the mistakes. Is that something you talked to your team about?
Yeah. There's a time to be aggressive, and there's a time where you got to stay in good position. We made it 2-1. We had a breakaway. We had Greenway alone in front of the net. We had good opportunities with patience. Mm-hmm. We didn't finish those opportunities. Might have been a game, we might have to win 2-1, not give up the opportunities we gave up.
When you have moments of overpassing in a game, do you remind guys, do you show video? How do you drill it?
Well, you must have been on our room today because probably 90% of today's video was, just overpassing, looking for a better play.
There's not as many home-and-home series nowadays, now that there's not, like, 8 games in the division. As a coach, how do you like it?
It should be fun. Yeah, I like it because, there was physicality in the game. It was a hard game. Both teams played hard. Now you get to play them, go right back at them again. It should make for a real good hockey team for both clubs.
Do you like that there was a little bit of nastiness by both teams? They were both into it.
Yeah. No, it was a game where both teams were all in on the physicality. They were all in on trying to win the game. It was a hard hockey game.
From a coach's point of view, does it make the job, easier to have, as far as video, scouting, and whatnot, in what you have to prepare for a game?
Yeah, I think you want your players emotionally engaged in the game. Both teams, players were engaged in the game. There's not much video you need to show. You win your battles or they win their battles.
It's no secret the margin for error is thin. So where's your group mentally after 2 frustrating games?
We have to win this one. We laid out a plan that, try to get 7 out of 10. We'll get 6, and then next 5, we've got to get 8. We've got to get 8.
Is that how you sort of give value to an end of season, try to have
shorter? Well, it's a picture that gives us a chance of realistically trying to get in.